Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers!
Hi, Briggs.
Hi. How are you?
Well, gosh, I guess this time I'm finer than fine.
Yeah?
I'm doing okay, given...
I love your boots.
Thank you! I had to get a new white pair, because that's my thing now.
Your boots and pants are so
cute. Thank you. Yeah. You know, when I leave the house, I try to do it right.
Well, you always do. 100% of the time.
I match your Jam Lab t-shirt.
Yeah, well, I was trying to represent
you're
where
repping
we're at
today.
Today.
It's, yeah. You're doing a good job.
This place does good things for us.
I know. We should do a little throw out for
the Jam Lab.
I know.
Yeah.
So I really just have like a live, for not live, but like an audio version of a memoir for you today, if you don't mind, just because I went through a greater level of shit than I thought I could handle and rocked it without. Well, I did come unhinged, but I'm not on that show that you watch.
Oh, well, if
what's it called where they lose their minds?
Snapped.
I'm not on that.
Well, then you're winning.
See?
You're winning.
And I'm here, not in prison, to tell you the story of how I became unhinged. So
it's all good.
It's fine.
And you're winning, and you're strong, and you are still wearing heels. You're drinking your bourbon, and we're here.
Those things might be a sign of like internal suffering, but that's fine. Heels and bourbon is therapy forever.
Hey, that's your style, man. I'm assuming then that I'm just going to kick
back
today.
Well, I'm going to need your what the fuck first. You're not just going to sit there and pick your nose while I do this audio memoir. But
oh, well.
Almost.
Okay. I'll pick my nose
damn
in a couple
near.
Minutes. Well, let's do a cheers first.
Mm. Well,
if you have
drink.
Anything left after the first 30 seconds. All right. Cheers, Dodson.
To surviving with heels and bourbon.
That's right.
There we go. This is the burning chair that Michael gave me for my birthday.
Oh.
I thought I'd put it in my cool little golden flask.
No, that's a beautiful flask.
Thank you. I think it's the best one ever.
Yeah.
The other day, Hazy picked it up and she's like, what is this? It's so pretty. I'm like, oh, that's a flask. What is that? I'm like, that's how you carry whiskey around in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, smell it. You'll see. It smells like whiskey. And she's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lessons
yep.
to an 8-year-old.
That's mommy's
is she
flask.
Eight?
She's 8. But yeah. If you're going to buy a flask, buy a fucking awesome gold one like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You mean you don't get yours at Things Remembered?
I do
have your
not.
Initials
most
engraved?
Certainly not. No, this one is
remember that
so
place?
Thin that it just slides right into the handbag.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, your 8-year-old knows what to do now.
Right. And
with
why
her
not?
Whiskey.
She should know what to do. She's the youngest of the oldest sibling that requires her mother to have a flask.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
What's your WTF?
What do you
have? I
love your honesty with your children. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Do you love my honesty? Should I like just smoke a joint in front of them again sometime soon too? And just
again?
Be totally honest.
That already happened?
It's super legal. I don't smoke in front of them, but
okay.
I did tell my oldest about my candies.
Yeah. And how did she handle that?
They don't really care.
They don't care.
No,
yeah.
Because I don't walk around compromised, so what do they care?
Right.
It's not like they've ever seen me high or... No. Plus, they feel bad for me, so...
Well, I mean, hey, if you're doing it out of sympathy...
If I'm doing it because of pity, then
yeah.
I get to be high all day.
Right,
no,
right.
I'm never high in front of them, but...
Yeah. Just pop one before bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. It works.
Sure does.
Good night's sleep.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Night and night. The house is on fire at 2 a.m. Where's mom?
I didn't notice. Everything's fine because now it's 7 a.m. What's that funny smell?
Yeah. Oh, man. My WTF is just, it goes along with our school. I just, you know, after 18 months of having our kids home and not in school, I am so like wanting that routine back.
I know.
Like strict regimented days. That right. is what I'm like craving in preschool, in my life.
When they were like, what is the rhythm of your day? Well,
8 to 8:20, this 8:30 to 8:45,
right.
this.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I need like this very strict routine just so I can have some sense of normalcy sense of like what to expect, what's coming next, right?
Structure feels good.
Structure is everything when you have kids. You know what? Kids need structure too,
mm-hmm.
as well as the parents. And so when you have things in our high school, when they're finally back to school and they're supposed to be there at whatever time, and then you get a text message and an email and a phone call all at the same time from the district saying, there's going to be no school today. The power is out at the high school.
That's right. Okay, that happened on the day when MK was home recovering from her surgery, which is what I'm going to bitch and rant about today.
So there was that, and then
she was recovering from another situation with the same surgery with the bomb threat.
So that's what I was getting at. That was my WTF all into one. So we have not had consistent school weeks.
Right. It's
and
true.
And you never know what to plan. So it's not like, okay, we know that Friday is a day off because of a holiday or because of this. It's like I'm yelling at my kids to get up and get out the door, and then the power's out, and then everyone just gets, well, me, my boys are like, hell yeah, you know, right. roll over and start
right.
snoring again.
Right.
I deflate. Like, I just get deflated.
That's a good word for it.
Right?
Because you think that they might go somewhere. But you know what? It's better. The mindset has to be one of safety and protection. In your mind, assume that they won't leave. Then on one day when they all happen to go to school, then you can be like, oh, well, it's Happy New Year in here and I get to do laundry alone. Assume that they won't leave because Murphy is fucking us.
Right.
Him and his loss.
That law.
Fuck yep. you back.
Right. So that really screwed up my day. And then the following week, I'm yelling again at the boys to get up, get out the door, let's go, let's go. And then again, text message, phone call, emails, there's a bomb threat at our high school.
Right.
So they're shutting down. Everyone needs to stay home.
Right.
I mean,
well, and that
Dobson,
was
what is going on at our school?
I don't know. Maybe school's not really even a thing anymore.
I don't think it is. And it's like,
just kidding.
It's crazy. And the cherry on top of, from my perspective of these things, because a lot of people can be really flexible with, oh, there's a bomb threat. Okay, let's stay home. Oh, there's this. I still need to go on with my day. I'm still going to work. You kids fend for yourselves, whatever. Because it was at the high school. So this isn't like the kindergartners need a babysitter. This
right.
is at the high school.
Right.
However, in my world, we know that I have the school refusal kids in my house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
both
raise
of these
good
days,
refusers.
Both of these particular days, all of my kids were up and dressed and ready to walk out the door.
This is why we're not going to raise our glasses to Murphy, because he's such a fucker. Him and his laws.
I tell you.
The one day they're ready to go, you're like, well, don't go because there's a bomb threat.
Never mind. Somebody's planning to bomb us.
Stay home all day. Try again tomorrow.
Never mind. Our affluent community high school doesn't have a generator for when the power goes out.
Good point. Good point. But who cares?
It was just, you know what? So at the end, it's a big giant what the fuck.
Right. Because can they sort of pretend to kind of go to school?
Nope.
Well, mine's been home forever anyway, which is because of this story I'm going to tell you. You ready?
I am ready. I'm just going to cross my legs
and
like
fold
my arms.
You're literally kicking back,
yeah.
Asshole.
Well, no,
okay.
Because you get to go to town
so
for this one.
I'll try to not sound like a total psycho.
Good luck.
I'm like, good luck. I knew you were going to say that. Okay, so I got back from Texas, a long weekend for a wedding. And MK is like, yeah, hey, my back's been hurting me for a while. And I have a kidney stone. She has a kidney stone. So it's something I sort of pay attention to. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, you know, if it still hurts tomorrow, let me know and I'll take you in. Mm-hmm. Because I don't generally take kids anywhere unless they like can't walk or, you know, like got their heads chopped off.
Right.
So it still hurts. So I take her in the next day and we do the urgent care thing, whatever. And her stone that was sitting there just like chilling, waiting for its grave at 2 millimeters has grown to 9. So now we have to do something because you can't pass that. Mm-hmm. It's too big.
Yeah.
So 2 days later, we go for this urology appointment and surgical consult because mm-hmm. it has to come out. Now, this child has seen me suffer when I had this same procedure done that she's supposed to be having done. And I can't take that memory away for her. She knows what I looked like when I was on the floor writhing and praying for death from kidney spasms from the stent. And I can't, that's just the way it is. So at this appointment, you know, the doctor's like, so, you know, you're going to have this procedure and then have a stent put in. And I can just see her like head fill up with flames. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. I mean, you know, everyone's experience is different. And I couldn't be more full of shit. Right? But I'm faking it.
Your job is to lessen the anxiety.
Right.
Right.
So she's definitely not okay with this. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to comfort her and everything. And she is like, I'm just not going to do it. Like she's freaking out, which I understand because mm-hmm. she's anticipating what I went through.
Right.
So we get home from that and every other person that was in the house comes running outside to talk to me. The Middles, except for the baby. The Middles come out and Brian Dodson comes out. And they're all tattling on each other. The Middles got into a brawl, which included throwing lotion. In which case, Brian didn't get to go to whatever appointment that he had. So they're all on fire and pissed off. And lotion's been thrown and they all hate each other. I'm like, well, this is great. Okay, this is a good day. I'm like, well, of course you didn't make it to your appointment. Of course you two Middles are throwing lotion at each other. Like, don't behave while I'm gone at a surgical consult.
Oh, so you weren't home at this time.
Right.
Okay.
Whatever. So.
So when you arrived home, they all came out and started.
Yeah. Oh, she threw lotion and I didn't get to do this. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. I'm trying to calm down the oldest one that has to have a stent put in her kidney. But whatever. Let me talk to you about your lotion fight, you morons. So, okay. The next day, I'm styling a photo shoot, okay? And this is hands-on work. Like, I'm on location. Mm-hmm. I'm literally pulling clothing and saying this, that, pose like this, snap over here. And the fucking junior high is calling me. They're blowing me up. So I answer. And the vice principal is like, so your daughter, and this pisses me off. I have two daughters there. I need a name. Mm-hmm. Your daughter, you know, has been involved in a little bit of a social situation, but it's not an emergency. So I'm kind of like, well, then why are you calling me?
Right.
So I'm like, well, which daughter? So it's the sweet one.
Uh-huh.
This mother has asked that I give you her phone number in hopes that you might call her to discuss what has happened with the crumbling of the friendship between the daughters. I'm like, okay, I can't do this right now because my hands are kind of full and it's rude because I'm at work. So could you maybe just send the name home with my daughter and I'll call the mom? Because I'm a mom that wants to validate other moms' experiences, whatever. At this point, I still have energy for that. So he's like, I'll email you instead. I'm like, okay. So he sends me this email and he's like, so the one friend group was giving dirty looks to the other friend group. I'm like, okay, you seriously don't have anything else to do but monitor middle school girls and their dirty looks? Are you kidding me right now? Let's trade jobs.
Isn't that just a given?
They're in middle school.
Right.
They're idiot assholes with drama. Those are the 3 years in which they learn how to be less of an asshole before high school.
Right.
Okay. Whatever. I put it on hold because I'm going to entertain this later when I'm not on the photo shoot. Then they call me again.
Or dealing with kidney stents. Yeah.
So that morning I had called the high school and I said, MK has a giant stone. If it moves and she starts to have pain of passing or whatever, please immediately excuse her from school. Well, they misunderstood what I said and marked her absent. She wasn't absent. She was there. So then the nurse calls me back from the junior high and says, oh, Frankie came down with a headache.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know where this is leading.
And I'm like, well, she does that.
In the public school system.
I said, well, she has an extensive and very successful track record of getting out of school for headaches because she hates school. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
She did this every single day in elementary school.
Right. Yes.
Well, that's a symptom of COVID and we're going to have to send her. You're going to have to come get her. I'm like, oh.
And all the other siblings in the entire district because
she,
they.
So I'm like, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. She has an education plan. She has an amazing track record of lying.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? You're going to send her home for a headache. I'm like, oh my God. So then she calls me back. You have to pick up Rose too. And I just am like, okay, because I don't want to yell at this woman.
I know. God bless them. They're just doing what they're told. I know.
So then she calls me again. I'm like, can you call me once for all four kids, please? I mean, what? Stop it.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, you also have to pick up the high school. I'm like, yeah, I got it. But I can't leave in the middle of what I'm doing.
Right. You're at work.
So,
right?
But like, my work is not a thing. Like, I'm lucky when I get a day to be on location.
Yeah.
So I call Brian Dodson and I'm like, we all got kicked out of school. Can you pick them all up, please? So, because he's on calls, so he can drive and...
He's flexible and he's sometimes working from home. And,
always. Right? He has been for like 9 years. So he is picking them all up, right?
9 years of COVID.
But they can't find MK because they marked her absent. So now everybody in my family is blowing my phone up to shit.
Yeah.
We hate Frankie. She got us kicked out of school. We hate that kid. And Brian's like, I can't find MK. I'm trying to call MK. They can't find her. So that's a shit show. That's the end of that day. They finally find her.
Okay, Brian.
Everybody's
kicked
out. Where
the hell was she?
She was there, but they just couldn't find her forever because there's like 9 million kids in the high school. So that day ends. Everybody's kicked out of school. They're all home. Kicked out. Now it's time for surgery. COVID test number one. Like the full drive-through. Have you done one of these?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're crazy.
Several times.
The guy comes out, like, dressed like it's the end of the world.
His hazmat.
Oh, I know. Right? So we do COVID test. Okay.
You the didn't next... go through, like, a Walgreens
no,
drive-thru?
You have to,
you
no,
went to
you
the
have
urgent
to go
care
to
and
the...
did the parking spot and everything?
Yeah.
I've done those,
oh,
too.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next day is the surgery. And it's also my birthday. And I also wake up with a UTI.
Happy fucking birthday.
Right. I'm like, well, I can't do a UTI today. Not today, UTI.
I have to be able to piss today.
So, well, I have to sit at the surgery center all day.
I
can't do that. So I take like 9,000,000 supplements and I flood my body with all of this stuff just to get me through the day.
Yep.
So it's not ideal, but it's fine. So we're going through this whole surgery thing and she is so stressed out because she knows she's going to get this stent for the kidney stone. So the doctor comes in. Now, MK doesn't believe in God, right?
Okay.
So, okay. The doctor doesn't care. I mean, he's not supposed to, but he says, Lord willing, like 12 times, Lord willing, this surgery works. Lord willing, it blasts your stones properly. Lord willing, the gravel travels down through your urinary urethra or whatever. And I'm like, could you please shut the fuck up?
Oh, God.
Okay, because she's already stressed. I'm like, could you stop with the Lord willing?
She doesn't believe in the Lord.
God. So he's like, yeah. So he's explaining what's going to happen. I'm like, you know what, MK, it's fine. I'm like, you're just going to wake up with a stent and a hangover. It's not a big deal. You're fine. I'm like, get out of here. So she rocks it. She doesn't even barf from the anesthesia like I do. She wakes up and she's perfectly fine.
Oh, good.
So I'm like, okay, this is great. Let's go home so I can actually piss in a toilet that's mine. Okay.
Fluorescent orange.
Fluorescent
pee
orange. From Azo. Thank you, Azo. God bless the Azo. That's where the Lord belongs, in the box of Azo.
Oh, man, when you have a UTI, he sure, God is in that box of Azo. I'll tell you that right now.
So is the Rasta. Okay, so the next day, I'm like, I'll have a little tiny birthday party for myself in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not right. That was the following day. The next day, she has the kidney spasms from the stent, which is the worst nightmare. This is what we didn't want her to have to deal with. This is the pain that makes you just like throw up and lose your mind.
So she and this is what she witnessed you having before.
Correct.
Okay, so she got the same thing. Yeah.
Off to the ER for the kidney spasms.
Oh, God.
It's awful. I mean, this is the whole, like,
I've never experienced that before.
Be admitted, have the IV, have the fluids, have the drugs. It's hell.
Yeah.
From a home birther, I'm telling you, it's hell.
Yeah.
Okay. The next day, I'm like, okay, I think things are settling down. I'm going to have a teeny tiny little backyard birthday party for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a half hour of the party, and then she comes downstairs with a fever.
Mm.
Right. I'm like, God damn it.
And she had already been in the ER
the day before.
Had... Oh.
But you have to go in if there's a fever.
Yeah, right, because maybe an infection. Yeah.
So we go. I'm like, so goodbye, everybody. Enjoy the house. Here's your bourbon and marijuana, and goodbye.
And you had to leave your own party.
Correct.
You had to leave your own birthday party.
Yes. So I left my neighbors in my house with my edibles, and that was fine.
I don't know who else this happens to.
I mean, I don't either, because if there's somebody else that it happens to, why don't they come and be my friend?
Well, so that's why you and I are both here right
now. I guess.
Because I could see it happening to me, too.
Cheers to that. I'm like, bye, you guys. Enjoy. See ya.
Oh, my God.
So they send her home.
So you leave your party with her. You go to the ER.
Yeah.
And what happened?
They're like, oh, it's just a little UTI. And I'm like, well, bullshit, but fine. Okay, send us home.
So now you both have a UTI, too?
Well, I don't think that she does. Hers, it's presenting as one because she has a stent in and they've been messing around in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, you guys are stupid. Shut up. See you tomorrow. So we go home and she's still getting these fevers. So the next day she has a fever again and she's like convulsing because she has a fever and a panic attack because she has this fever and she thinks that the stent is killing her. So I'm like, well, we're not going back to the ER. We're not. So I've like sat on her and rubbed her head. And I'm like, we're just going to stay here and calm the shit down. Because it's not a thing to go to the ER every day. That's not what we're doing.
No. Yeah. Tough on the wallet, too.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, never mind that.
Right. I know.
Plus, I don't want to go there every day.
I know. How come?
So we kind of suspect that like her body is just fighting against the stent. So we're like, we're just going to ride it out, monitor the fever, keep giving her all the medicine, because there's no other pill I can give her. We had so many pills in our house that I lost her antibiotic. They're like, make sure she takes the Bactrim. I'm like, well, I lost that one because I have 15 bottles here.
Yeah.
I mean, my black market status is through the roof
now. I bet. I could just only imagine.
Okay, so it comes time for stent removal day. Hooray, right? We've made it. Take that thing
out. Take it out. Yep.
Okay, having it removed is uncomfortable. It's bizarre. It's weird.
Of course. Because
those stents are like 3 feet long and they're all the way up in you. And it's just not great.
Oh my God.
But if you've given birth.
Which she has not.
I know. If you've given birth and you don't have anxiety, you just take a deep breath and it's out. Fine. Okay. Not for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she refuses.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, no. Like, knees balled up, body closed, upset, crying.
Poor thing.
No. No, no, and no. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm standing in front of her. I'm like, why don't you just take this Valium? Here's your Valium. I'm like, just open. Mommy has Valium. No. Nothing. No Valium. No stent removal. Everybody go away. So upset.
How about here's some powdered sugar on your French toast. Like flowers in the attic.
Don't think I wasn't like, here are all the edibles.
Yeah.
No. Whatever. Go away. I'm taking nothing. I'm not having a stent removed.
Oh my God.
Okay. So she's making a lot of noise about this to make sure that like nobody goes near her, right?
Oh my God.
Because she's terrified.
Yeah.
So at the same time, Lord willing doctor.
Oh, geez.
Is mumbling a million miles a second because he speaks like this chattering mouse and he's going through her potential options for having it surgically removed. But he's also giving me a little shit because he's like, I have to clear this room. And I'm like, oh my God. So I can barely hear him.
That's
over.
The worst when you have a refusing child and you are in a situation where it has to like move along. And
I'm you're like, what do you mean move along? What do you want me to do? Light it on fire? So I can barely hear him over her, okay? Brian Dodson is on a call and has to talk at that moment. And he walks in between me and the doctor, who I can barely hear because said child is having a meltdown. And I'm like, Brian, can you go right outside of that door for that call right now? Because I can't hear what the doctor is saying. Doctor, who thank God believes in the good Lord so he can go to heaven when I kill him, says, oh, no, no, no. He's fine. He's handling about 100 things right now.
God.
Just disengage.
So why haven't you been the star of an episode of Snapped?
Because I removed myself. I stood up and I walked out.
Yeah.
And that first hallway wasn't good enough for me. I walked to the second hallway and I stood there like a raging asshole waiting for my family to come and find me. Because I'm not talking to the doctor anymore because now I'm going to actually kill him.
Oh my God.
So they come down the hallway and I see the two of them and I go, fuck you and fuck you. And I flip them both off. And then I take my phone and I slam it into my bag as hard as I can and stomp down the hallway in my cute boots. My stupid phone calls the cops on accident. So I'm walking away having my legitimate fit and it's like, woo, 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 woo. I'm like, God damn it. So I pull it out of my bag and I shut it all down and then they call me 911. A million times. This is the Naperville police. Is this an emergency?
And they probably pinged your phone at the emergency room too.
I'm like, everything's fine. It's not an emergency. And I hang up and
I'm like, wait a second.
I'm like, wait, maybe I could use police right now because this is such a bad situation.
I need them to take me away. This straitjacket.
So I'm on fire the whole way home. Jeez. I'm so mad and cross-eyed that I'm like, where's the car? Where's the car? Put me in the car. I am so pissed off because she didn't let them take it out. And the doctor was being such a dick. And now we have to have surgery again. I'm like, how long do I have to live this life?
Right.
So that same day, another COVID test. Here we come driving through again. Okay. And I am done. Okay. I'm just going through the damn motions now.
You don't
now.
Have anything left? What?
So we're driving
no
back
more to
home
pour into someone else's cup.
Oh my God. So we're driving home from the second COVID test. And I've been on the phone for 3 hours scheduling the surgery, getting the rules about the fasting. I mean, I'm doing it all over again. Okay. I'm trying not to cry, and they're like, take care of you, Mom. And I'm like, oh, okay, I will. So we're driving back, and MK's fine. She's fine, because now she's so happy that she gets to be sedated for the stent removal, right? So she's like, hey, Mom, did you know that Willie Nelson is not a Republican, even though he sings country music? I'm like, yep. Hey, Mom, did you know that our Catholic school fired a lesbian? Yep. Hey, Mom. She's like, why aren't you responding? I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I have nothing to say. Like, I can't form words right now. I don't care about Willie's political alliance. I don't give a fuck. I'm also not terribly interested in what our Catholic school did to the lesbian. It just doesn't affect me right now because it's not a COVID test or a stent. So shut up.
And quickly get sedated.
Let's
where is the goddamn anesthesiologist?
What? So next day is the surgery. Okay.
Or she's bringing up, like, as she's about to go into surgery, bringing up controversial topics.
So you know what I did? I'm like, hey, Brian Dotson, do you want to handle this surgery? Because you can do your calls while you sit there for 4 hours.
Right, because you're handling 100
things. Because you know what? I think I'm ready to treat my UTI now. Because now it's been about, you know, 15 days. He's like, yeah, yeah, that works. I'll do that. I'm like, okay. I have all the papers, right? I have this whole thing totally OCD'd out. So I'm at the doctor and he's doing the thing where he like punches you in the back to make sure it's a UTI and not a kidney stone.
But this is you now. This is for not her.
For me. Yes. So while that's happening, my Apple Watch shows the hospital calling. I'm like, oh, I'm like, could you just wait on my back for 1 second? Sorry, because now I'm that idiot that's answering a call while I'm having my own exam.
Right.
I mean, there are Karens and then there are fuckers that answer a call during their own exam. So I'm like, hello. And they're like, where is MK? She was supposed to be here a half hour ago. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm like, I've been very rigid and exact with my paperwork. Plus, I can't talk to you right now. I have to go. Bye. So I hang up. So he finishes on my back and leaves. So then I text Brian and I'm like, it's the yellow piece of paper that says the times for the second surgery. The yellow one. And he's like, yeah, it says we should be on our way there right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say to you about it because I've done my best, but this is the time I have. Mm-hmm. So they were wrong. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, don't tell me you're not going to see her and remove the stent because you have to take it out today.
Today.
With the sedation. Today.
And she's complying, so we have to do this
just
now.
Just get it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. She goes, she has the whole thing. I'm like, an IV, this everything to take the stent out. And then she comes home, and it's fine. End of the story is really mild. It's just me going through all of her paperwork to make sure I've paid attention to the follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
So I'm going through it. I got my calendar out and I'm like, oh, she's got a follow-up on September 27th. I'm like, I wonder what day it is today. I'm like, oh my God, it's September 27th. So I'm like, hey, you have a follow-up in a half hour. Let's go. So we make it.
Wow.
Lord willing.
Lord willing. I thought you were going to say, God damn it.
And we go missed it. And everything is fine and idiot doctor is there and we both poker face our way through it so as to not slander him and give me a raise a glass. That's the end of my goddamn kidney stone story. What the actual fuck?
God.
That's all I have to say.
I have no words.
You don't need any. I just ate up the entire episode with my therapeutic catharsis of that story.
Well, so if anyone's listening to this episode, I'm sure you feel like maybe you're having a good day. I don't know.
May this help you feel like you're having a great day.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Or validate you in your own snapping. And right. Hopefully when you snap, you don't accidentally call the police.
Right. Right. Because
if you do, may you be wearing great boots.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. And goodbye.
Bruce. Oh, Dodson. Bye-bye. You survived it.
It did eat an entire episode.
Of course. That's why I told you I was going to kick back the whole time. I knew you were going to go at it.
Done.
Woo.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.